This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Kylie Ginny Watson from the Newtown Girls, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Let the girls stop running, ain't got nothing to lose. And I ain't gotta go to work no more.
This is Sada. You're with Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Stream is live from anywhere in the world at hersocietyonline.com.au.
You may think I'm telling you white lies that I have this next guest on our show, but I'll make it last just so in your heart you know I'm telling you the truth. If I was a man, I'd be ready for some saddest pop. So whatever you are, even though I'd rather be with you to take you through this, I want to be a bad girl and a pin-up girl. It's time to show me and you one of our favourite artists. Jessica Sada, welcome to Her Society.
Oh, thank you. That was so awesome. Did your homework.
Yes, I did. I made sure I did. We're excited to see you at the biggest all-girl event in the world. It's obviously you're coming back to Dinah because you've performed there before with the Pussycat Dolls. You're a big supporter of our community. You know, you got on board the No Hate campaign. Do you think it's important for people to be making this aware in the public eye?
I think it's vitally important, and I think it's despicable that we're in 2012 instead of not having equality for every human being on this earth. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Wow.
So that's why it actually makes me angry. So yes, it's vital for everyone to have the No Hate campaign a part of their lives.
Well, I'm sure you'll get an arousing reception at Dino if you say that on stage. But I was going to ask you too, you know, you performed there a few years ago with the Pussycat Dolls. What was it like singing Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me to a group of lesbians?
That was awesome.
I'm sure everybody loved it.
Yeah, they did. And I loved it too. It was fun.
Okay, Jessica, do you get sick of talking about your work with the Pussycat Dolls? Is that question getting old for you, do you reckon?
No, it's not getting old. It was a part of my life. It was a chapter of my life, and I'll never forget it. It was amazing. And, I don't think I'll ever be tired of being called a former Pussycat Doll. I'm proud of it.
Oh, fantastic, Jessica. And what's it been like since going solo 2 years ago?
Sorry, say that one more time?
What's it been like going solo 2 years ago?
It's definitely been a journey, and nothing has been easy, but it's been completely and utterly fulfilling. And it really makes you, especially because Show Me went number one on Billboard Club Play charts here a couple months ago. And when that happened, it just made me realize that when you don't give up and you truly, you know, set your goals high, you can achieve them and it can happen. So it's been really, really awesome.
And how is the album Sada Pop coming along?
It's coming along. I've been in the studio almost every single day. I'm creating really fun sounds with other writers and producers. And right now we're just kind of trying to figure out what the second single is, and hopefully that will be out in the next couple of months or so.
Fantastic. And what can we expect from this album?
You know, it's my life. It's called Sada Pop, and it's basically music through my eyes and my life experiences, you know, my heartbreaks, my falling in love, my life.
Wow.
And you're gonna get to know me, I think, in my album.
Oh, fantastic, Jessica. We can't wait to hear it. And have you got a tour plan in Australia anytime soon?
Yes, I plan to move to Australia one day.
Woohoo! We'll have to give you a nice...
Totally. I was just in Sydney, and I'm telling you, it was so beautiful. The people were so amazing. I can totally see myself, like, living there and living in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So don't be surprised. I'm your neighbor.
Well, you can come over any time for some toast and Vegemite, Jessica. You might pass on that one, I'm sure.
I'll respectfully decline, but...
a lot of people say that a lot of people from LA especially say that Australia it reminds them so much of LA, but the people are nicer. Would you agree?
Yes and yes. It actually reminds me a lot of where I grew up in Florida.
That's
Australia. I think that's why I connect to it so much.
Wow. And do you go and visit home much?
I do. I go to Florida
Fantastic. Well, Jessica, we've got a bit of a game we play with all of our guests. It's part of an initiation we take our guests through. There's a three-part initiation. Unfortunately, we can't do two with you today because you're not in studio, because one of them involves a particular feeding of a drink. Would you like to play the game?
I'd love to.
It's called What's Your Number? Now, it's question numbered through from 1 through to 50. So I'm going to ask you to pick three random numbers, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
Sure.
All right. Hit me with three numbers.
Do you want me to tell you the three numbers?
Yep.
5, 15, and 25.
All right. Number 15. If you could invite three people to dinner, who would they be?
Angelina Jolie.
Yay!
And you.
Oh, Jessica! Thank you. I promise I won't bring anything horrible like Vegemite. So let me rephrase
it. Oh, yeah, don't bring the Vegemite.
Angelina Jolie, me, and?
Brad Pitt.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun at this dinner party. Fantastic. Question number 25. Okay. Who would you turn gay for?
Angelina Jolie.
Yay! Fantastic.
She's like the universal woman that everyone wants to sleep with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think every girl in a coming out story has an Angelina Jolie DVD in there somewhere. Question number five. Do you know what a Tim Tam is?
A what?
A Tim Tam?
A Tim Cam?
Yes. Yeah. What is it?
A Tim Cam?
Yes.
It's a can that's made of tin.
No, a Tim Tam. It's T-I-M-T-A-M.
Oh, Pim Pam. No, yeah. I don't know what that is.
A Tim Tam's a chocolate biscuit here in Australia. We've got to get you to try it next time you're down here. Fantastic, Jessica. Jessica Satter, thank you so much for your time tonight. This has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We can't wait to see you at Dinah and see you when you hit Australia. So thank you so
much. Hi, this is Kylie Watson from the Newtown Girls, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society. Let the girls stop running, I ain't got nothing to lose. And I ain't got to go to work no more. Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, streamers live from anywhere in the world at hersocietyonline.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.